You are listening to Galatians, an expositional commentary by R.C. Sproul, published by Ligonier Ministries. This book is read by William Saris. Series Preface. When God called me into full-time Christian ministry, He called me to the academy. I was trained and ordained to a ministry of teaching, and most of my adult life has been devoted to preparing young men for the Christian ministry and to trying to bridge the gap between seminary and Sunday school through various means under the aegis of Ligonier Ministries. Then, in 1997, God did something I never anticipated. He placed me in the position of preaching weekly as a leader of a congregation of His people, St. Andrew's in Sanford, Florida. Over the past 12 years, as I have opened the Word of God on a weekly basis for these dear saints, I have come to love the task of the local minister. Though my role as a teacher continues, I am eternally grateful to God that He saw fit to place me in this new ministry, the ministry of a preacher. Very early in my tenure with St. Andrew's, I determined that I should adopt the ancient Christian practice of lectio continua, continuous expositions, in my preaching. This method of preaching verse by verse through books of the Bible, rather than choosing a new topic each week, has been attested throughout church history as the one approach that ensures believers hear the full counsel of God. Therefore, I began preaching lengthy series of messages at St. Andrew's, eventually working my way through several biblical books in a practice that continues to the present day. Previously, I had taught through books of the Bible in various settings, including Sunday school classes, Bible studies, and audio and video teaching series for Ligonier Ministries. But now, I found myself appealing not so much to the minds of my hearers, but to both their minds and their hearts. I knew that I was responsible as a preacher to clearly explain God's Word and to show how we ought to live in light of it. I sought to fulfill both tasks as I ascended the St. Andrew's pulpit each week. What you hold in your hand, then, is a written record of my preaching labors amidst my beloved Sanford congregation. The dear saints who sit under my preaching encouraged me to give my sermons a broader hearing. To that end, the chapters that follow were adapted from a sermon series I preached at St. Andrew's. Please be aware that this book is part of a broader series of books containing adaptations of my St. Andrew's sermons. This book, like all the others in the series, will not give you the fullest possible insight into each and every verse in this biblical book. Though I sought to at least touch on each verse, I focused on the key themes and ideas that comprised the big picture of each passage I covered. Therefore, I urge you to use this book as an overview and introduction. I pray that you will be as blessed in reading this material as I was in preaching it. R.C. Sproul, Lake Mary, Florida, April 2009. Chapter 1. Apostolic Greeting. Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Paul, an apostle, not from man nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised Him from the dead, and all the brothers who are with me. To the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. There are several questions, as there always are, that tend to matters of authorship, date, and destination of books in the Bible. Paul's letter to the Galatians is no exception. We don't know the exact order in which Paul's letters were written, but the majority report is that in all probability, this letter from the Apostle Paul was the first. The audience is also a question. It is addressed to the churches of Galatia. Verse 2. But that is a region, not a city. The region of Galatia was in Central Asia Minor, in what is now Turkey. We don't know whether the destination was the northern territory of Galatia, the southern province of Galatia, or possibly both, as it was a circular letter addressed to more than one church. We don't know for certain when Paul wrote the letter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?